Hey everyone, and welcome back to Nurturing Inner Voice, your daily dose of self-trust, calm, and all things awesome. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, life can feel like a constant scroll, right? We're bombarded with curated feeds, seemingly perfect lives, and enough opinions to fill a library. But have you ever stopped to think about how all that social media swiping actually impacts our mental health? It's not just about the occasional envy or comparison, it's deeper than that. Today, we're diving headfirst into the often uncomfortable truth about how social media can shape our minds and emotions. We'll explore some key takeaways, share a relatable real-life example, and leave you with actionable steps to reclaim your mental well-being in this digital age. So grab your headphones, get comfy, and let's have a real conversation because self-care starts with awareness, right? First things first, let's talk about the constant pressure to perform. Think about it. Every selfie, every witty caption, every carefully curated travel photo feels like it's saying, "Look how amazing my life is." Ever felt that little pang of inadequacy after scrolling through someone else's seemingly perfect highlight reel? Yeah, me too. It's easy to get caught up in this comparison game, and the truth is, it can really mess with our self-esteem. We start comparing ourselves to these often unrealistic portrayals, feeling like we're constantly falling short. Remember, social media is rarely a genuine reflection of reality, it's carefully crafted snippets designed to impress. Secondly, let's address the FOMO monster, also known as fear of missing out. It's that nagging feeling that you're missing out on all the fun, the experiences, the connections because you're not glued to your phone 24/7. Social media thrives on this, constantly showcasing events and activities, leaving us feeling like we need to be everywhere at once. Newsflash. You can't. It's okay to say no to some things, prioritize your own well-being, and focus on experiences that genuinely bring you joy, not just the ones that look good on a feed. Then there's the dopamine rush factor. Those little notifications, likes, and comments trigger a release of dopamine in our brains, creating a sense of reward. It's addictive, like a tiny virtual high. But here's the catch. These quick bursts of pleasure can leave us craving more, leading to excessive scrolling and a constant need for validation. Remember, true happiness comes from within, not from external sources. Another crucial point is the impact on our sleep patterns. The blue light emitted from our screens can interfere with melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. And let's be honest, when we're sleep-deprived, everything feels more overwhelming, emotions become heightened, concentration suffers, and self-care takes a backseat. Lastly, remember that social media often creates echo chambers. We tend to follow people who share similar viewpoints, reinforcing our own beliefs and limiting exposure to diverse perspectives. This can lead to polarization and an inability to engage in healthy, constructive dialogue. It's important to actively seek out different opinions, challenge your own biases, and foster open-mindedness. Okay, so let's bring it back to reality with a relatable example. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, admiring everyone's perfectly styled outfits for a weekend brunch. You start feeling insecure about your own clothes, comparing yourself to these seemingly effortless fashionistas. Suddenly, you find yourself second-guessing your whole outfit and even canceling plans because you don't feel confident enough. See what I mean? That's the sneaky power of social media. It can subtly influence our thoughts, feelings, and even actions. But the good news is, we're not powerless. Here's the takeaway. Self-awareness is your superpower. By recognizing how social media affects you, the emotions it triggers, the comparisons it fuels, the FOMO it creates, you can start to make conscious choices about your engagement. Limit your screen time, curate your feed with intention, focus on real-life connections, and remember that true happiness comes from within, not from external validation. So, what are you going to do today to reclaim your mental well-being in the digital age? Share your thoughts and tips. I want to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so we can reach more people who need a little nudge towards self-love and inner peace. Until next time, keep scrolling with intention, stay grounded, and remember, your mental health matters.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.